just panic.
And you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Just too late.
about it all. And I'm tired, won't you give me time? Well, I've been thinking, well, myself on the floor, wondering what to do. Draw a blank face to stare on the wall as the sky turns blue. It's not so easy to give up, but it's so damn tempting to. Thank you.
WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston, of course, the rest of the world as well. My name is TK, and welcome to Music You Might Otherwise Miss. It was a heck of a time getting in here this morning. You wouldn't believe all the things that went wrong, but I'm here. I'm a little late, but we'll keep it moving here. It's the first hour, or at least most of this first hour. It's going to be the new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour, it's an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, alternative, but most of you probably haven't heard it before, which is why this is Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Now, on with the show. I have a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from Maggie Rogers, Alice Merton, and Guster. Today's reissue song is from Crosby, Stills, and Nash & Young, London Classic So Far Greatest Hits album. Also in this morning's entertainment, I have a new tune from Arbs, and I decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that. Plus, all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a tune from Bobby Long. Bobby Long is an acoustic folk grunge light kind of singer-songwriter. He's British, but he claims his hometown to be New York City. This is the first time I've heard of this guy, and it's because his record label sent me an email about his new upcoming album, and it is called Sultans, that is set for release on March 1st. I still get such a joy out of artists and labels contacting me directly. I always feel like I toil in obscurity. Anyway, housed in this email was a link to a yet-to-be-released song off the new album. It's called Maserati. New, unreleased music from Bobby Long here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Much to go around.
The latest material from someone here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Someone, which is a terrible name for a band, is the musical vehicle for Tessa Rose Jackson. I would describe her music as art pop or new pop, which is right up my alley. I found her last year with the release of her EP, Chain Reaction. It's a really nice effort with three of the five tracks on the disc I could have easily made on radio airplay. For 2019, Jackson has released that single called Pull It Together on January 9th. Since I'm behind schedule, I'm going to move it up a little bit here to Jess DeLuca. Jess DeLuca is an unsigned indie folk blues soft rock acoustic singer-songwriter currently based in Melbourne, Australia. She's just released her EP, Nightingale, on January 18th, and I was able to procure the first single off the disc, and it's called Might You Have Me to Call Your Own. It's a nicely crafted little tune, and if you like it, it's available for free download. And I provided you that link at my website, which is tksmusic.com. New free music from Jess DeLuca here on Music, well, you might otherwise miss.
Times have I had to write did I miss out or was I ashamed? There is a feeling in the freedom of a sigh. What a beautiful life. Might you stay? I don't know how much I would try it. I know better than to pry. 15 years of ideas of you when I gone with no goodbye. Might you have needed to be set free? Might you need to be alone? Might you have wanted to call on me? Might you have me to call your own? Just go along. No one's wrong.
It's all
wondering what's wrong. Well, something's wrong. Oh, might you have needed to be set free? Might you need to be alone? Might you have wanted to call on me? You have me to call your own.
See, right by the radio, we have today's lineage with ARBS right after the lace here from Maggie Rogers.
Would you believe me now if I told you I got caught up in a wave? Almost gave it away. Would you hear me out if I told you I was terrified for days? Thought I was gonna break.
new music. From Maggie Rogers here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you are tuned into music you might otherwise miss. Thanks for joining me here on a cold, 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 cold Tuesday morning. It was hellacious getting here, which made me late, and then I couldn't get in the studio. Somehow, my name got left off the list of studio access. My heart is broken. Anyway, we finished up there again with Maggie Rogers. I discovered Maggie almost 3 years ago when I ran across a video of her sitting with Pharrell at when she was going to school at NYU. She was in the master's music program there, and she played her new song, Alaska, for Pharrell in hopes of getting some advice on how to make it better. He just listened and basically said, "Don't change a thing." Maggie, well, she's been moving ahead ever since. She just released a full-length album, Heard It in a Past Life, on January 18th. Even though that song, Alaska, has been featured as a single on her debut EP, it was also included in the new album. And since I first played that song back in June of 2016, I thought, well, I shouldn't play it again. So I went with a deeper cut, and that was called Light On. Well, it's time for our first feature of the day. It's called The Lineage, the part of the show when I'm going to play a new tune from an artist, and I'm going to follow it up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun. Helps add some perspective to an artist's career. Today's subject is ARBES. ARBES, which is spelled A-R-B-E-S. I first found them in 2015, and I looked back into my notes from that debut, and I wrote, quote, "I'm smitten with these guys. I love the guitar work of Sam paired against the vocal stylings of Jess, the lead singer, along with the strong lead of Anita on the drums." That was back off their debut EP. And their style is similar, as it has also grown. With the release of the new single called Strange Power, they have that tremendous connection and vibe with each other, but it just sounds more mature to me. Check it out for yourself. This is ARBES. They're today's Lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
You wanna call it something?
Free Phone Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. Music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was ARBS with Beachside, which was released in 2015 on their outstanding EP, Swimmer. All right. Hey, wanted to mention to you before I go, because I'm a little behind schedule because I got waylaid this morning trying to get in the studio. There are several free downloads available at my website. If you just go to tksmusic.com, you can see the post that I did this morning for, I think there's like three or four free downloads. Not all of them I'm going to play today, because I'm tardy, but I will get to them probably next week. But feel free to check that out at tksmusic.com. I'll also be posting the new release show playlist later. Again, I'm a little behind schedule. But keeping the things going here, music-wise, with the visit to today's reissue release of the week, it's from Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. The album that's been re-released is the Greatest Hits Collection called So Far. Originally released back in 1974. I still have an affinity for these guys individually and as a band. So when I saw that they have this Greatest Hits album that was being re-released, I just had to play something from it. There's so many choices. Truly is a Greatest Hits collection. Just a few reminders of their talent. Our House, Teach Your Children, Long Time Gone, and Carry On. And well, I could just go on. But I ended up going with like one of my favorite ones. It's Sweet Judy Blue Eyes, Stephen Stills on vocals there, and I just love this tune. So this is Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young with a reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
It's getting to the point where I'm no good.
I am sorry.
Sometimes it hurts so badly I must cry out loud.
I am lonely.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are.
Give back your
heart. Remember what we've said and done and felt about each other.
Hey, babe, have mercy.
Don't let the past remind us of what we are not now.
I am not dreaming.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are.
You make it hard.
Tearing yourself away from me now, you are free. I am crying. This does not mean I don't love you. I do, that's forever. Yes, and for always.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are.
You make it hard.
Something inside is telling me that I've got your secret.
Are you still listening?
Fear is the lock and laughter the key to your heart.
And I love you.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are.
You make it hard, and you make it hard, and you make it hard, and you make it hard.
To lose Tuesday morning.
you got to lose.
91.5 WMFO Freeform Radio from Tufts University. TK hanging here with you, spinning the latest for you at music you might otherwise miss. We finished up there with a tune from Saint Spook. Saint Spook is an alt-rock new pop foursome out of Newcastle, Australia. They recently released this tune called Trust Me in anticipation of their debut EP called Full Moon, which will be coming out later this year. The tune can be had for free, and I provided you that link at my website, as I mentioned earlier, at tksmusic.com. I have a hair on this microphone that is driving me nuts. Anyway, I got that taken care of. We've got lots more stuff to go away, but I need to take care of this first. Hopefully it'll work.
Someone in your town, at your school, or where you work is suffering from Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. They're dealing with excruciating pain and days when they can't even get out of bed. Chances are someone you know has Crohn's or colitis. Someone like me. I'm Amy Brenneman, and I'm asking you to support the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of America to help millions of us cope and to find cures. Visit ccfa.org today to learn more. Help someone you know get back to their lives at ccfa.org.
All right, next up we've got a tune from Alice Merton. She's finally released her debut full-length album. It's on her own label, too. She's got a business background. She's just terrific. I like everything about her. The album is titled Mint. It dropped on January 18th. It includes her two hits, No Roots and Lash Out. And since you have heard them already on my show, I chose a deeper cut to play for you now. This is called Trouble in Paradise. New music from Alice Merton here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Boom, 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 boom. Those times I felt like I had been dreaming. Found someone who saw something that I thought I'd been seeing. But clouds started appearing. I could feel the rumbling. I could feel the reeling. Trouble. You kept by me. I just don't understand that we got so lost, so far from the real thing. Well, I was hoping we'd be a thing. I was praying we'd keep sane. But bright turned to black and I saw trouble.
WMFO in Medford. Welcome to part two of Music You Might Otherwise Miss. In this segment, I have tunes for you from the Sugar Cubes, Summer Camp, and Brian Ferry. Plus, I have new tunes from Matiel, Gabriella Cohen, and the Expats. Double Down featured artist is Tally's, which will include two tracks from their latest effort. Plus, got a great cover tune for you, Inner Cover Me feature. Let's get this hour started with a tune from Rob Szabo. It's called The Johnstown Kids, here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
The Johnstown Kids really play it like they